Joey is with us.
Yay!
Hey everyone, thanks for inviting me back.
You're welcome, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you Tim.
Good.
How is everyone here?
Good, we're alright.
Yeah, we're good.
Good, good.
Just having a conversation off air about Liz's upcoming play. Teaching her how to act out, exercising.
The play is called Sink or Swim and I literally either will sink or swim. So it's quite daunting.
You'll swim.
We need to come and watch you.
So you, yeah, okay, feel free to
July, watch. Isn't it?
July, end July. Of July. Please come. Please don't tell me if I'm terrible.
Go towards the end of the week.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully I'll get better. Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine.
So yeah, I have to box in it. I have to box properly and I have to do sit-ups, as we know, and hold the plank. So we're going to talk about that afterwards. Oh, and run on a treadmill. That's the big thing, running on a treadmill. So I've never been to a gym. So I don't really know. I know what a treadmill looks like, but I don't know how you run on one.
You run on a treadmill in the same way that you run in real life, don't you, pretty much?
But do you, though? Because it's a machine.
Yeah. You've got speed control, you've got incline. It's not overly complicated. But you'll smash it.
You don't hold on? You don't hold on to it?
No.
You still run with your arms?
Yeah.
And then how do you get off it? Do you just stop?
You press the stop button and it slows down.
Does it? It just stops.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, what you actually do is you just jump. 3, 2, 1, jump off it.
Yeah, some people
say you don't do that.
Fly off the back as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, the treadmills are pretty easy to start and pretty easy to get going.
Okay.
I think you should probably have an experience on one before you act it.
Yeah, I do need to.
That's what I was going to say. Get like even go for have a gym pass. Go for a gym pass. There's plenty in Cambridge. You pay like a small fee and just get shown how to use it. Just get a feel for it.
Mm.
But you'll swim. You won't sink.
Oh, love you.
It'll be fine.
Positivity.
Right, so last time you were here, you were telling us about the fact that we can still eat all the foods we like and not put on weight.
Yes, great show.
And this time you're going to tell us about how to bulletproof our confidence in the gym.
Bulletproof your confidence in the gym. It's a big thing that I feel that a lot of people struggle with, and it hits them later down the line, the road in their fitness journey. And it's one thing that when you guys invited me on, I spoke about that, and I feel that, you know, it sets a lot of people back from achieving what they want to do. And you know, I've probably shared my journey and share a few other clients' journeys as well and things that they struggle with. But yeah, confidence is a big one.
So going to the gym, first of all, signing up because it's a lot of money,
yep,
and you think, is it worth it? Am I going to keep going? But also how to use the things properly, because obviously you're shown on the first day.
The obstacles that you're going to face and basically how to overcome those obstacles to get you the body equally that you want and the lifestyle that you want as well. And, you know, when we're confident, we've got more control as well. So I'll be talking about sort of a few tips on how you can improve it and the obstacles that you're going to face as well.
Most importantly, what to wear at the gym so you don't look silly. What to wear at the gym so that you blend in and don't stand out.
Well, I guess people go one way or the other, don't they? They either don't wear the right practical clothing, or they go too far the other way and look like they've just raided a sports shop of everything and go too prepared.
All the gear and no idea.
Yeah, basically.
I've seen my fair share of people before, but that's a funny one.
So the gym experience has kind of evolved over the years, because, I mean, there still are lots of large gyms where lots of people train at the same time in the same place, but there are also, and the place that you work at is a case in point of this, there are more smaller places that you can go to, more one-on-one or less people around, and gyms are open 24 hours now, so you can go in the middle of the night when there's no one else there.
Yes.
But if you do go in the middle of the day and say you are going to one of these larger gyms where there's lots of other people around and it's your first time or you haven't been there very often, it can be quite a daunting experience, can't it? Because you're like, you know, am I going to be able to, as you say, work the equipment properly? Do I look like I'm new here?
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody judging me around me? You know, do I have to make all the same noises that everyone else is making?
I know. I remember, and it's got me thinking back when I was driving here. I was like, oh man, I remember the first time. I went to a gym, and I was always a skinny, under-muscled kid anyway. And I remember when I first went in, it's so intimidating. Like, I literally remember going in there, copying what everyone else was doing, which happens quite often. And I remember, I think it was a flat bench. So if anyone who knows what a flat bench is a sort of a bench press, basically. And I remember taking this bar off my head, not knowing what I'm doing, and I literally just dropped it on myself. Not like injured myself or anything like that, but I had no clue what I was doing. I actually had to ask some guy to help it lift me off the bar to back in. I've never been so embarrassed in my
life. But would they let that happen these days? Do the gyms not have a care to the, they have they to show you how to use things now?
It's most gyms that you sign up to now, especially in Cambridge, some great gyms about that. You have a full induction process. You have people there that actually want to help you as well, and it's there if you know you've got to ask for help as well. But no, it's not going to happen. Like, that was, we're talking like 7-8 years ago that I did that, and that was sort of that's my local gym. I think local gyms are a little bit different. It depends on the staff that you have there, but normally big commercial facilities, they always have some staff on hand that are always happy to help. But yeah, it's completely different now. Like we just mentioned, you've got the gyms that are open 24 hours. It's smaller gyms as well. So you've got to find the gym that best meets your needs and your values at the end of the day. So if you value community, go to a gym that has community. If you value a gym that you want like a private facility, no one talking to you, you just want to get your head down, join a private facility. But there's always help when needed.
Okay.
So
what are your tips then? Have you got some tips?
I've got plenty of tips today.
Okay.
So essentially, you know, I just shared my story there about, you know, that I went to a gym. But the first one is actually stop worrying what others are thinking of you in the first place. So when we go into the gym and we sign up, like you said, Tim, the thing that most of us daunt is the fear of being laughed at, the fear of being, you know, someone taking a picture of you doing something wrong.
Would someone do that?
It happens.
I'm sure
it
happens.
It is very rare that this happens. But for most people that I've come across and the guys that I train, they have that in the back of their mind. They don't want to have someone look at them funny. Because it'll put them off. And it happens quite often. You know, the members who are suffer with this the most, the ones that sort of stick with this with the treadmill, stick to the easy stuff, and don't ever venture out and want to try something new. And it really upsets me. It used to upset me a lot when I used to get, you know, a trainer at the big commercial gyms. I'd make my effort to go over those guys and sort of introduce them, get them to try something different. But most of it, you know, it is daunting, but, you know, the fear of, you know, worrying what others are thinking of you, it's all in our head. And most of it won't actually happen. Like, you'll be surprised, depending on the gym you sign up, there are some awesome aspects to it. Like, you know, if you join a gym with community, you know, focus on that. Focus on being people with, you know, who lift and inspire you up. You know, don't join a gym where you know that, you know, you can get a feel from when you first sign up to these places, like, oh, is this going to be a good vibe, or is this going to be a negative vibe? You can get that from the offset. But the first one is, like, don't worry about what others are thinking. Focus on you. Mm-hmm. Focus on you and you alone. Don't worry about everyone else. Just get dialed in on what you're doing. Because most people now, I don't know if you guys went to the last time you went to a gym, but just take a look around in the environment. If your gym, like, most people got, like, in their phones, like, either like looking at music or on social media or stuff, they're not there to worry about you. Everyone's there for their own reasons. So if you start focusing on what you're doing, then that's the first step in building the confidence. And then, like we said, his little baby steps help us get to the bigger goals. So then you can, you know, build the sessions up. So it might be sort of once a week thing, and then twice a week thing, and then your confidence grows from there.
It's not a very sociable place, though, is it, a gym? Because whenever I've been to gyms, I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody else around me. Mm. You know, you're on a treadmill with a load of other people. You don't look right and left and say, oh, hi, how are you today? You know, whatever. Yeah. You just, nobody talks to each other, do they?
So there's a telly on, music on, news. Or
yeah, you're just in your own world.
Yeah. Do you get how people can use their phones while they're exercising? But anyway, obviously they do.
It depends what gym you sign up as well. That's why I sort of chose to train my clients at the gym I'm at the Bridge Fitness in Cambridge, because it's a private run facility and we're all about community there. So, like, we're all inspiring, lots of high fives there. It's not a membership gym, so the people that use that gym are, you know, clients and trainers and their clients, basically. So that's the thing that, you know, we love, is the community aspect. But it depends where you sign up. There's plenty of boot camps in Cambridge. There's pretty much like large group facilities that love that community aspect and have that part of their thing. But then equally, there are like big gyms that, you know, most people who just want to get a quick workout, it's hard to find nowadays, but you've got to pick the facility that matches your values. And if you want community, get community. If you like being on your own, go on your own.
Yeah. Okay, right, we need to take a break for some travel, and we will come back and talk more about this particular subject. And if you want to get involved, if you've got any questions that you want to ask Joey this morning, you can text us 07919 070490. We can email us on studio@cambridge105.co.uk. Joey Ison is here talking about how to build your confidence in the gym. What's your next tip?
Okay, so tip number two is actually set realistic goals. So most of the time when we set goals, goals are promises that we keep to ourselves, essentially. So, you know, most of us base goals on what other people are doing and wonder why we fail down the line. So when we set a goal that is meaningful for us, you begin to, like I said, it's small enough to be realistic, but big enough to keep us moving forward. That will help in itself build us confidence later down the line, because we envision it, we empower it. Whereas if we're sort of basing it off something else and just join for the wrong reasons, then that's not going to really help our confidence. And I mean, most of us set goals very short term. Like, I want to get in shape for a holiday, or I want to get in, you know, I want to achieve this goal by this certain time. But it's got to be a bit more deep and meaningful. But if we set a realistic goal, someone that picks you, fires you up in the morning and doesn't stop you, you know, doesn't stop you in your tracks, then you know full well that that's going to be, you know, it's going to improve your confidence massively, and it'll help churn and keep pushing you through. And I feel like, you know, that's one thing that most people fail on is not setting up a big goal to begin with, but like they don't break it down into smaller chunks as well. It's a bit, I always get a little bit transparent, a bit lost sometimes if you set like a massive unrealistic goal, like 8 months from now I want to be in this position. It's like, that's great, that's cool, but what's the little steps we're going to get to get there? Because there's going to be obstacles that we face that equally are going to stop us in our tracks. You know, like holidays, sickness, illnesses, things are always going to come up. But if we have like little realistic goals, it helps just transfer and just spitball after that. And that's one thing that helps with our confidence is the smaller goals help achieve us the bigger goals as well.
Okay.
But it kind of brings me on to sort of like the third tip almost with goals is remembering why you started in the first place. So I don't know about you, but I've seen this quite often, but remembering like little achievements that you've done can be a massive motivator as well. Because it can, you know how it is, we just spoke about something quite negative just popped up a minute ago, and it's so easy to focus on the negative but not the positive. We always come blinded by it. And one thing that I love doing is having, like, especially in our little facility, we've got like a big chalkboard of like just like all our clients have like small wins, like so and so hit someone's 10,000 steps in their week, and someone knocked off hit their best 5k run. You know, everyone's there for different reasons, but that in a sense, it's so easy to forget that, and these smaller little things that we've achieved can be a powerful motivator and help get you back on track with your confidence. I mean, you know, it might be that you've added 5 kilos to the bar in the gym, or if, like I said, you've knocked a time off your 5K run, but or even how consistent you've been during your week. But, you know, remember those small little successes can help with confidence as well.
Yeah.
We can always come blinded by the negative and don't see the positive.
Well, I think generally, particularly these days, I think we're more negatively minded than positively minded. And you're right, I think it's easy. You know, you might achieve something like that and you might feel good about it for a little while, but then you can easily forget about that.
Yeah.
And then the next time you go back, you're like, you feel bad, but you don't remember the good experience that you had before.
No. It's almost like when you go on a holiday and you go, oh, I can't wait to go on my holiday. And then afterwards, it's just like, oh, I don't even feel like I've been on holiday anymore. But the pictures are still there. The memories are still there. And exactly the same with the gym is sort of, oh, I had a really bad experience in the past. It really knocked my confidence. It's like, well, there's other gyms. There's other facilities that are that can propel you out that hole. And, you know, don't just let one bad experience determine your outcome for the rest, you know, outlook for the rest of your life. You know, like if you had a bad experience with, I don't know, a trainer or something, that don't get tarnish everyone with the same brush. You know, look to seek someone else or seek guidance from somewhere else or a different avenue, because it's very easy to forget that, like you said.
Okay. All right. How many tips have you got?
One more.
Okay. Go for it.
Having a good support network is key, and a massive one with confidence. Like, as you know, like what I love about you guys, you bounce off each other. You've got really good positive environment here, and that's what you know, you imagine all the being in a negative environment. So if you're in a negative environment, you almost sort of spill negativity a little bit. And it's a real doubt. It really upsets me sometimes, but that's part of life. But having a good support network is key, because, you know, I love this quote of a book I read from John Rohn, is you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
That's interesting,
isn't it? Powerful one.
Yeah.
But if you're in a negative gym environment, change it, because, you know, if you've got people there, like, if you feel like you're being looked at, judged at, you know, that's not really the best environment to be in. And if it's the same with your work as well, you're in a negative environment where people are complaining, moaning, you know, nothing's moving forward, don't be afraid to change it. Because, you know, it's not good to come home with that negative energy. Like, I've seen clients do this in the past. They have a really crap day at work, excuse my language. They come home and they bring that to the, you know, the family.
Yeah.
And then it's chaos, you know. And it's you sort of run back to those things and like, oh, actually, it was the environment I was in that day. Whereas if I was sort of to change that environment from one negative thing to a positive, you know, your whole outlook changes for the day.
I think Liz's family say that she's much happier on a Tuesday when she goes home because she's been here than any other day of the week. Would you say that taking someone with you or training with a friend is a good idea?
Oh. Yeah, if you love your friend, if you love...
Yeah, obviously, if you get on with them.
Yeah, if you get on with them.
And they're not much better at it than you.
I was going to say, does it not turn into a bit of a competition or...
No, depends what sort of person you are, right? If you are... If you're competitive, find a friend that's competitive to train with. If you're, like I said, if you're like having a laugh and having a giggle, find a mate that's having a laugh and likes a good giggle. But... Yeah, I bring a friend. Plenty of facilities use that as well. We have that as well. Group training. Group training's a very effective one. Is if you're in an environment with someone like a like-minded group, and, you know, look how far. Like, it's all about like pushing you out your comfort zone, obviously, with these places, but pushing you in the right way, pushing you in a positive way, is key with all this. At the end of the day, if we're not, you know, if we're in a negative environment, you know, it's going to lead to negative thoughts, and, you know, it's going to occupy your mind with negative traits, you know. But as soon as you think positively, hang around with positive people, you know, that'll help boost your self-esteem and confidence, and equally the thoughts that occupy your mind as well. So you won't just feel, oh, you know, wake up in a bad mood. You'll wake up differently as well. Going back to that, train with a friend is great. I highly recommend that. If anyone is out there right now who is contemplating on starting a gym or, you know, scared of putting it off, just go sign up with a friend, or go join a group that, you know, you've been putting off for a while. You know, it's a big step, but, you know, if you know the environment's right for you, go and do it. What have you got to lose?
Great. Well, thank you very much. I think we all feel more positive.
Joey,
no problem, guys. Thank you for having me again.
Make you want to go to the gym?
No,
not even to try out a treadmill.
I think I do enough. Quite frankly, I do yoga and I do bounce, which is depending on my mood. Because I think it depends on your mood a lot of the time. Kind of what you
got a family
like
as well, right? So like, it is hard fitting everything in.
Yeah,
juggling.
Yeah, and I quite like playing sports and swimming as opposed to going to the gym. Like, I'm not very good at just doing something on my own. I like to do something as part of a
group.
Yeah,
there's plenty of good groups.
So play tennis or netball or badminton, or do you know what I mean?
Cricket.
Yeah, I like doing things like that.
Wicked.
And cool. Swimming. I suppose you do that on your own, don't you? But
yeah, you can't really. Well, you have to, really. You can swim with someone else in the pool, but they can't help you.
I just don't like getting too sweaty. That's my
Really?
Yeah.
How funny!
You like that? You like that?
I never heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never heard anyone say that. No.
Because if you're trying to fit it in, then you've got to go to work, or you've got to go and do something else.
You would say though, Joey, that the sweating is a sign of, you know, you've achieved something.
I'm weird. It takes me a lot. I'll do some cardiovascular work, or sort of like pushing what we were doing last week, pushing a prowler and doing some ski erg that we've got, which is a really cool bit of kit. Like that, if I do that combination, I get really, really push myself and get the heart rate up. But it's fun. It's weird. I've never really, I don't really sweat a lot.
Oh, well, lucky you.
But yeah.
I don't really, to be fair.
And I'm thinking, like, I'm really pushing myself here, and I'm not sweating.
You don't sweat, you perspire.
Yeah.
Ladies perspire. Yeah. Cool. Any ideas about what we might be talking about next time?
Ooh, I'll leave it.
I know you've got lots of
topics. I like leaving
lots of topics.
It's more exciting, leaves you guys on edge.
Okay.
let the excitement build up. Left you guys on a cliffhanger.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks for having me again, guys.
Thank you very much.
Have an awesome day.